We spent part of the last segment trying to figure out why James Holzhauer bet the way he did last night on Jeopardy when he finally was eliminated. His winning streak came to an end. He actually answered this. He did an interview, and he said, this is his explanation for why he bet small instead of large. Quote, I knew I could only win if Emma missed Final Jeopardy, and there was no way she wouldn't bet to cover my all-in bet, which is what he normally does. So my only concern was getting overtaken by third place, and I bet just enough to make sure of my locking him out. Betting big would have looked good for the cameras, but now I turn my straight bet, Emma misses, into a parlay, Emma misses, and I get it right.
All right, cool story, but she only bet $20,000, which gave her $46,600. Had he doubled, he would have had $46,800.
But he didn't know what she was going to bet, right?
Correct. But he was, his parlay was that she was going to get it wrong. Well, she got it right, but she didn't think like he does. She just said, oh, I'll just wager $20,000. If she would have wagered $20,300, then James couldn't beat her. But with if he would have doubled, he would have been at 46,800. She was at 46,600 because she put 20,000 down. So as it turns out, I think he was wrong. There was another way to get beat, or there was another path for his victory. If she got it right and didn't bet enough,
you're losing on that.
No, that's right. If she got it right and didn't bet enough, and that's exactly what she did.
Yeah, but he didn't know how much she was going to bet.
Correct. But he also didn't know if she knew the right answer.
Right.
So he was betting on his parlay was that, okay, I'm just going to make sure I finish above this guy and not even concern myself with her. What I'm saying is he should have still concerned himself, and maybe she won't bet right. And I can still win if I double. And as it turns out, I think he would have.
Well, there are all sorts of conspiracy theories. And he tweeted, sure, I could stick around and play a game that pays me $150,000 per hour, but I'd really rather get toys thrown at my crotch for free. Saying, why would I throw this?
Stay-at-home dad. That's funny.
All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket. Biggest show coming to town this week in 15 minutes. But right now, speaking of Jeopardy, we're going to play Ticket Jeopardy.
And now it's time for Wheels Off Ticket Jeopardy with your sexually active host, Gordon Keith. Everybody's favorite American.
Thank you so much, announcer guy. All right, it's time for Ticket Jeopardy. We have George versus Craig today. Craig, where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Thank you. And George, where are you from?
Minneapolis,
okay, we'll
Minnesota.
Start off. Craig, you won in a pregame toss. You get to control the board.
I
we have two categories up there. Ticket quotes and embarrassing moments. Up to 500. Craig, you have control of the board. Go ahead.
I will take ticket quotes for $100.
For $100. Let's just say those are the terms that it's being talked about by just about everybody up there. This man said it.
Who is Mike Reiner?
That is correct, Craig. Let's take a listen at that famous ticket quote.
We don't get.
Let's just say that I would imagine that those are the terms that it's being thought in by just about everybody.
Discussing his retirement 15 years ago.
Discussing his retirement 15 years ago. Craig, you get to choose.
Ticket quotes for $200.
Okay. This was the caller who wanted to join George Dunham in dishonoring America.
George.
George, go ahead.
Who is Paul in
That is correct, George.
Please join us in silence as we remember those innocent Americans lost in this unconscionable, cowardly act of terrorism on our nation.
Paul in
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman Denison.
Sorry.
KTDK, Sanger. Break.
All right, George, you have control of the board here.
Some such.
You're talking
or ticket drops.
You're talking about embarrassing moments or ticket quotes?
Ticket quotes.
Since you have no... We need production value music. What happened to our music here?
Ticket quotes.
Ticket quotes. Okay, George, ticket quotes for... You want 300?
Whatever the highest value is.
Oh, the highest value. Oh, yeah. He's doing a little James action here.
Yeah.
Okay. These were the three ingredients in a new product endorsed by former host The Hammer. You picked the hardest one.
George, what is Skinstoids Dilute, Plant Roidestix? Fudge.
You're running out of time.
And fudge.
Ah, incorrect. Craig, do you think you can do this one?
No, because those are the only two I can get.
Okay, so let's take a listen. Do we have that, Jer?
No, we don't.
Oh, it disappeared from our system. It was just
the first
2 weeks ago.
Shinstoid Stilutes?
The correct answers are Shinstoid Stulet, Plant Roidestix, and Philemon Truckstoy.
Oh, Philemon Truckstoy.
Of course, was a famous prank. George, you're now at -300. Craig, uh-oh, at 100. Craig, you have control of the board. We only have one left in ticket quotes. That is the $400 amount. And, oh, I'm sorry, the $300 amount. And embarrassing moments wide open.
Ticket quotes for 400.
Ticket quotes for 400. This man once angrily asked a guest about Ova.
Ova?
Mm-hmm. For 400, Craig.
Craig.
Yes.
Who is Grego the Hammer Williams?
Oh, incorrect. George.
I'll say Corby.
No, incorrect. That means George, does he also lose 400?
No. Yeah. He loses double.
No. Oh, yeah, I guess I do.
You lose double, so you use 800?
I don't lose double. I won the daily double.
Okay, so let's take a listen. This was George DiGiani on his show when he asked a famous question.
What about eggs?
What about eggs?
Oh, Ova? That's who he was George talking K. to?
No, Ova. Ova is the plural of egg.
I thought
ovum.
I was thinking that you were disguising it.
I thought that's what her name was.
I thought you were disguising something, and I was thinking, what does OVA stand for?
Ah, you're getting too clever on me. Oh, she's using.
All right, I'll take ticket quotes for 300.
Okay, you're at -300, and George is at -700.
I don't do negative.
Okay, ticket quotes for 300. This man was once invited to never listen again to our station.
Craig.
In our estimation. Okay. Yes, Craig.
Who is Mike and Duncan?
That is correct. Craig, with that, you're back to $0.
Yes.
George, you're at -700. That leaves embarrassing moments wide open now. Okay, Giorgio. Who had control of the board?
Wait, I control the board.
Yes, Craig, right.
Embarrassing moments for top dollar.
Top dollar. This ticket man once missed the mark while attempting to make love to a woman and was asked the question,
George.
Do you know where you are, George?
Corby. Who is Corby?
I believe that is off-the-air information, and for sharing that on the air,
no, they've talked
George
about it on the
Dunham officially loses.
No, they've talked about it on the hotline.
You were not supposed
to on the station. On the air
they've
with
talked
that.
About it. They've
he
talked
asked
about
us.
It.
He took us aside personally and asked us
they've talked
never
about
to mention that on
well,
the air.
Well, you better tell the hardline because they've talked about it three times a month, probably.
References to it.
Do you know where you are?
They've talked about it several times on the hardline.
Drunken
I win.
State.
I win.
I win.
And you know what? I just
I
broke James Holzhauer's record.
No, you didn't break crap. And
Greg
he's wrong. I win.
Greg is our winner. And George will be having a private conversation with Corby.
No, I win. I win big. 8:46 on the ticket. The biggest show coming to town is next.